You're listening to the Electronic Media Collective Podcast Network. Yeah, it's a mouthful. For more great shows, like the one you're about to enjoy, visit electronicmediacollective.com. And now, our feature presentation.
This week on the Roman Podcast,
we talk about hot burning bullshit sauce, an electricity bill worth paying, the most you can get for extreme couponing, and crappy high school tracks.
All that and more on episode 123 of the Roman Podcast.
Podcast. I'm your host, Roman
LeBeau. And I'm Rob
Cass. Mr. Cass.
Hey!
I feel a lot closer to you these days.
I do. I feel good. This is weird. You're right in front of me. This is very... I repositioned my mic, so I'm actually turning... I'm not facing my computer.
That's true. Yeah. Because we're in a different room.
We are in the different room. Yeah, we're in the temporary...
This is the Flannel Beaver Studio Annex, I believe.
Yes, it is. Yeah. Studio B. Yeah, so welcome. So those of you who aren't in the know, Roman and I never recorded... We haven't recorded face-to-face. I think our first 10 episodes were face-to-face.
Yeah.
And then we realized, hey, we can Skype. And then we don't have to drive anywhere. And so we... stumble on that, and I think we might have had one.
Yep, every so often, and so because my parents have moved into a town not too far from here.
Yes, yeah, they're like 10 minutes away from my house now.
Yeah, so when I decide, hey, I'm going to go visit my parents, and I'm like, well, while I'm here, Rob and I can get some work done.
Yeah, good work. Excellent. So how's your week?
It was good, man. It was good. I'm doing, like I said, I mentioned before on the show that I'm doing stuff. I'm going to talk about it a little later.
Yes,
but that's going well.
Excellent.
Right? And then there's just, the nude modeling.
Yes.
I should joke around. People are going to be like, does he do nude modeling?
Well, yeah, that was like the, remember I told you one of my coworkers was like, Roman says he's in the business when you're talking about acting and you're always talking about different projects you're working on, everything else. Right. He was like, when he says, is he in porn? I'm like, oh, no. No. Goodness,
it's
no.
It's a new brand of porn called disappointment porn.
It's something.
Well, it's like, oh, amateur porn. Oh, this is called absolutely too real porn.
Too real, yes, exactly. You want to feel like it's you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, when guys watch porn, they always see some big strapping pizza delivery guy who's got a six-pack and an 18-inch cock. This will make you feel a little bit more...
You'll feel great about yourself.
Yes.
That's all I'm going to say.
The porn's not very long.
No,
it's neither just, are the actors.
It's just like there's a lot of apologizing.
Crying. Exchange of funds. Like, just like the rest of us.
Right. It's like 15 cutscenes of me having sex filmed over 30 days.
Exactly. It's like they actually see your hair getting longer throughout the film.
It's like this. Wow, it's like, how's this beard going that fast?
This is like a 3-minute clip. Like, what's going on? Well, there you go. So yeah, in the business, you are talking about acting and whatnot. So this week, what's new with you? Anything new this week?
No, I've just been sticking to a routine, which is good.
Yep.
I always think about this stuff after. I'm not like, oh yeah, I should have mentioned this or that. But no, I mean, like, my brother's moved down from Northern Ontario. My parents have moved down. There's nobody left where I grew up.
Yes.
So they're all, within driving distance of here, which is great.
Yeah, exactly. So everybody knows. So when I eventually move back up north, there'll be nobody left.
That's right.
Yeah. What was I going to say? Of course, this is my first official, I had my first official day back at work. After, because I was off for 2 weeks. And within those 2 weeks, everybody knows, we talked about last week, I went to San Diego Comic-Con. And
San Diego.
Yeah, that song. Yeah. If you guys don't know, Roman posted something, I think, on Instagram. I'm sure he'll post it again. It's a 80s San Diego song. And it
literally all they say is San Diego 3 times, and the last one is California.
Yeah, of
it's
course.
Just like the greatest thing ever.
It's not. It's really not.
So I'm trolling Rob with it.
Yes. So, but one thing I didn't mention last week, something that's been not one of these Rob rants, but you go to an airport. You're going on an airplane. right? And when they board the plane, you basically, once you get through, if you're going through customs, if you're international, once you get your, you check your bags, you're going through customs, you get your passports, everything's all checked, and then you go to like a little waiting area right outside where there's steps to the airplane. You know what I mean? Like you're going through a little, the temporary hallways they put up towards the plane, and then you board the plane. That's the last thing you got to do. But you're in there for about an hour minimum. So you're waiting for the plane, and on your ticket, if you're first class, you're zone one. Because you get to board first.
Right.
And if you, then zone one, two, three, or they usually board zone one, then the economical first class or the economy class, yeah, whatever, or something, business,
don't
something.
Don't they also do something like handicap?
Yes. And, you handicap, well, first class first, then zone two, and then the handicap and children. So if you have small children or you're handicapped, you're allowed to board. And then they go zones three, four. But for some reason, everybody just... Oh, okay, we're currently boarding zone one. Everybody crashes. Everybody starts lining up. And then, so I'm sitting there. I'm not a first-class flyer, so I got my zone three ticket, and I'm boarding pass, and I'm zone three. I go get up, and at the end of the line, I'm like, oh, is this zone three? Oh, I'm in zone five. What about you? Oh, zone four. You're not getting on any, like why these people, this is a common thing. People just crash the gate, I mean, like they're like, oh, if I get in, it's like, well, we all got assigned seating, and this is so you don't have to stand the whole time. You know what I mean? Like it doesn't make any sense. Like, so basically, if there is loading the,
Are they told go sit down?
Well, if they're in line, so if they got are you in zone? If you in a zone like three and they're in zone five, they're like, oh, you go ahead. They'll start letting you because they just got to be the first person in zone five to get on the plane. I'm like, well,
it's like when people leave comments on the internet first, gives a shit?
Yeah, exactly. So, and it's all assigned seating, so it's not like you're losing. I mean, it's not like I remember the concerts in the 80s, they always be general admission,
right?
First come, first served. You wait in line all day, so you're the first one in, so you can rush the stage and get front row, wait there 6 hours. Like, it's not like that. You're on a plane.
I have the pick of the overhead bins.
Yeah, but still, either way, it's fucking stupid. Anyway, that's just my little fucking annoyance. Just, I mean, it's like, oh, look at you guys flying in planes. No. We're in Canada. We have to fly out of here once in a while. Like, it's not a big deal.
That's why we don't have any mass shootings, because we fly out of here once in a while.
Yeah, we do. We do fly out of here once in a while. All right, so other than that, anything new this week? Nothing?
No, I think that's it. I mean, we've got, I'm always doing, get my fingers in something.
Yeah, something, not someone. You're a someone, I suppose.
When she comes to life, she'll be someone.
She'll be someone. And you are a someone. Don't count yourself out.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Wait a minute.
Okay, you want to just jump in the headlines?
Yeah, sure. We can get some headlines. I got to tell you, this week, people are just... Okay, look, Florida.
Yes.
Let's just start with Florida.
Yeah.
Because that is just messed up. Florida men, all right?
Yes.
One disguised in a bull costume, right?
Of course, as you do.
Allegedly tried to burn down ex-boyfriend's home with spaghetti sauce.
Okay, so a guy's dressed up, so it's a gay couple?
There's two guys.
Yeah.
And one of the guys is dressed in a bull costume.
Right, as you
and
do,
And they
yeah.
said, we're going to burn my ex's place down. I think, let me read this first line. Two Florida men are accused of breaking into their ex-boyfriend's home and using ragu sauce to try to burn it down.
Cake.
Because, you know, those fire starters, like, they're hoarding the ragu.
Yeah, of course, yes.
So the two guys were arrested on March 13 after allegedly breaking into the home and stealing several items, including a flat-screen TV, window AC unit, and vacuum. Because you know how it is. Like, that's my vacuum. I paid for that vacuum.
Of course, yes.
Right?
My dish rack.
It says, the victim called 911 after being alerted by security cameras on a monitor that detected them in the house. He said a towel had been placed over one of the cameras. Arriving deputies saw a red SUV leaving the area and conducted a stop. The two men were inside the vehicle. Later identified as those two guys, said that they were just picking up clothes from the home. So the victim told the news people that one of the guys was wearing a bull costume. The men initially denied the burglary, but when authorities went into the home, they found a burning pot of ragu and a washcloth near the stove's burner,
right,
which appeared to be in an effort to start a fire. He was trying to make it look like the stove that somebody left the stove on. So how do you put that? But who gets up in the 2 a.m. to fix some sketty?
Well, lots of people do. I'm sure we both have. Okay, first, right off the top. Again, you're saying gay couple. We're cool with that. You know, love is love. We're straight, not narrow. Whatever. If you're happy, fantastic. No problems. Bull costume. Again, that's right up our alley. We're like, hey, it's the weekend. You're hanging out with your boyfriend and you want to get freaky? Right on. Like, fucking A. They're both consenting. They're both into it. Fantastic. And they're both obviously adults. So there we go. Again, Roman and Rob, thumbs up so far. Now, breaking into someone's house and trying to set it on fire with a brand name spaghetti sauce is just, that's where the line gets crossed. Yeah, I think
you gotta use the cheap stuff.
Well, yeah, of course.
It's far more fire. Flammable.
It is far
There's
more flammable.
Way more kerosene in the cheap no-name stuff. That's
right. In the President's Choice rather than the name brand ragu. Now, not to be confused, just because it's hot and spicy on the label doesn't mean it's flammable.
Now with 30% more naphtha.
You know what I mean? So, okay, it doesn't matter. Okay, it doesn't matter how bad breakups are. Work it out, talk it out, or just don't talk to the person. You know what I mean? Some people litigate, you know, for whatever they got to do, but don't go and burn people's houses.
Yeah, well, we know. Like, I've helped people out in those situations where they're like, oh, yeah, like my ex-girlfriend or, you know, or my ex-boyfriend, yeah, he took our bedroom set.
Right.
He took this and that. And then when they go to work, they go in and then they just clean them out.
Of course, yeah.
And then when the cops show up, they go, no, I have receipts for everything. I bought the damn stuff.
Yeah. So, yeah, no. Yeah. And you know, shit gets ugly. Like, it happens.
Yeah.
You know? So.
It's just I've never really had to deal with somebody dressed as a bull before.
No. Well, you know, your boyfriend's usually not into that. So, anyway, whatever.
Wait, what?
Hey, we don't judge. Again, we don't judge here. So, yeah, I just, this is not, I'm all. Thumbs up right until we get to burning someone's house down. I just can't.
You're okay. What about stealing the stuff?
Stealing the stuff. Well, no. If it's theirs or yeah, one of them.
That's a gray area.
That is a gray area.
You don't know who paid for what.
Exactly. I don't know. And I know some people get thrown out on the street or just locks are changed and they can't get their shit back or whatever.
It's like me when I had my I used to wear a lot of like hoodies, like football hoodies.
Yeah.
And I broke up with my ex and all of a sudden all my hoodies were missing.
Yeah.
And then I saw her 2 years later, and I'm like, that's my hoodie.
Ah.
She's like, oh, yeah, sorry. She's like, I think I had five of them.
Yeah.
No, you stole five.
Yeah, you stole five, yeah. You knew they weren't yours. All right, next headline.
All right. So moral of the story is use a lower quality spaghetti sauce.
Yeah.
Okay, so serial killer accidentally kills himself whilst masturbating with electricity in cell.
Okay.
I guess he just wanted to save the taxpayer time.
Well, okay. Serial killer. Okay, so is he on death row? Do we know this? Or
Serial killer jailed for the murder of five women has been found dead in his cell after hooking up an electric current to his nipples and penis. Oh, this is awesome. Like, for a guy who killed five people, there's no worse way to go.
Well, yeah, I guess maybe he was going for some sort of, like, if you were trying to electrocute yourself, and there was an outlet in the cell for some reason.
Yeah, which, and he used the cord from his lamp.
Yeah, he used the cord from his lamp. I could see you, like, sticking your foot in the sink, and then electrocuting yourself, or whatever, you mean, some people take a bath with a toaster. You know what I mean? I understand it's a cell, so you're limited on your resources, but obviously, he was trying to pleasure himself. Because why? If you were going to...
They're thinking that he accidentally killed himself.
That's what I mean. Like, so if you were going to use electricity to kill yourself, I wouldn't pick my nipples or crotch to run current through. I'd be like, grab one... You know what I mean? I'd grab each ends with both hands and let it go. Or...
So when his junk exploded off him, which I'm sure it did.
Right, yes, right? Yes.
That was justice because between 83 and 90, he killed five hitchhikers.
Oh, fuck.
All women. So you know what? That's like poetic justice.
Yeah, of course. Yeah,
and I hope you enjoyed the feeling, asshole. Because when you're burning in hell, that's the day you're reliving every day for the rest of your life.
Well, as a practicing atheist, I gotta say that's probably not gonna happen. But you know, I mean, that's just my beliefs, not everybody's. I'm not a believer in karma, but there's, wow, that really, you know, I mean, if you're gonna try to persuade me. Karma, you know what I mean? Like that's a good way to do it. Like have some serial killer die through junk explosion or burnt off through electrical current. Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, there's some sort of sweet poetry to that. Yeah, sure, why not? And I guess this is one of those because we hear about these stories. The audio asphyxiation. Where
autoerotic asphyxiation.
Okay, sorry, we
can get half these words together. We'll make the word.
We exactly. Yeah. But again, it's not something.
David Carradine action going on?
Yes. No, that's something I've tried personally. But apparently, when you're gasping, you choke yourself to the brink of death.
It makes more sense if you say in like in French, like in like an orgasm in French. They don't say le orgasme. They call them les petites morts, the little deaths.
The little death, yeah, okay.
And the little deaths. So you die a little bit each time, right?
Yeah.
So I guess you're enhancing that feeling by choking yourself. Look, I don't know. Look, if you're listening to this going, don't do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Because you're probably going to kill yourself.
Yes.
And on a good day, you're probably a moron who'd electrocute his own junk. Well, don't fucking do
it. Exactly. So this is probably one of those things where it's like, okay, this is another way to get off. And I guess if you're by yourself in a jail cell, like you wake up.
Solitary confinement too.
Yeah, exactly. So you wake up, you snap one off and you're like, well, what am I going to do? Like you don't have much on your shit to do.
What if I complete this current from my junk to my nipples? I wonder if the current would.
Yeah, exactly. How bored you ought to be. Like I get it. Like
a book. Jesus Christ.
Well, yeah, but the guy's obviously fucked up. He's killing hitchhikers. So you mean like obviously he's not.
Yeah, he was already upset. I'm sure he read Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. He was like, "Fucking what the fuck?"
Yeah, I thought this was pornography. Now he's supposed to jerk off.
Z-Point Beetlebox my ass.
Thanks for the fish. What the fuck are these dolphins? Jesus. Anyway, there's some more obscure references. So, good on you, sir. That's a fitting ending to a shit guy.
Yeah, exactly, right? So, quite literally, the universe said, fuck you.
Yeah, exactly. But did he come? That's the question.
Well, he went.
He went.
That's all I know. okay, man. So, let's go with this one. Brace yourself.
Okay.
Superintendent resigns after allegedly pooping on high school track daily. And it's not his high school. It's the rival's high school.
Okay. So, okay. Superintendent, that's like he oversees a few schools, doesn't he? Or because you know,
that's right. That's right. It says here, back in May, a high school in New Jersey got to the bottom of why human turds were showing up on a track on a daily basis, discovering that in a twist, like something out of a weird poop-themed Dan Brown novel, the alleged culprit was the superintendent of a neighborhood school district.
Right. Yeah.
Now, almost 3 months later, the accused pooper is out of a job. They're saying that he resigned from his gig. I won't say where it is. He says that he was put on paid leave after the cops allegedly caught him in the act at the school track where they quickly arrested him. Now it looks like his days of a suspected serial shitter. I like that. All right. It says that, so he was the head of an entire school district. Based on the unrelated services, it says services for that area, it's become clear that that person has continued his... they're saying like we can't keep him in office anymore.
Well, no, of course not. No. And this isn't our first serial shitter we've had on our podcast. Like,
no, and he's denying everything.
Of course he would, yeah.
Right. He says that they're looking forward to going to court and proving his innocence. But the cops said they caught him butt-handed, so...
Yeah.
Brown-handed.
So, rival school district.
At least I believe that's what I had read.
Yeah, right? of course.
See it in here, but
yeah. CE Super Nintendo Chalmers. CE Super Nintendo. And he's, but I can understand the football team, a bunch of dudes, I mean, prepubescent high school guys going out thinking it's a good time to go shit on somebody else's track, like, or even the track team, or even just, you can understand that immaturity. It's like, wouldn't it be great if every day they go out there and there's like fresh turds? Like, it's like, yeah, what?
Look, I get the fantasy, the revenge fantasy. I understand it.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. I used to say this thing. See, now you have to know that the guy I work for now, like my day job,
right?
My boss is actually a really awesome guy.
Okay.
So I would never do this to my boss.
No, of course not. Because he listens to the show.
No, honestly, I wouldn't. But this is something I used to say to people. I'd say, like, man, one day I'm going to quit. And there was another manager who was a pain in the ass.
Right.
Not mine, but another group's that still would come over to us and just tell us what to do. We'd be like, fuck off. We don't work for you.
Okay.
You know? So I'm like, one of these days I'm going to fucking show that guy. I'm going to walk into his office, fucking drop my pants, drop a fucking turd right on his laptop keyboard.
Right.
And then close the lid.
As you would, yes. See, oh, okay. That's just all kinds of horrible. yeah. Again, okay, so revenge. So what is this?
Why is the L key stick? Oh, God.
Oh, God. Like a little curly Sue. It looks exactly like the poop emoji. It's like, that's a thing of beauty. How did he do that? That's amazing. He must have a really great diet.
His laptop is shit. No, I mean, no, and it's literally, there's shit in his laptop.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Yes, sir. Everybody's laptop's the worst. The IT guy said, yeah. No, go ahead, open it up. Okay, sir, what I'm going to do is, oh, my God. I need my asthma pump.
All IT guys don't have asthma pumps. The majority, sure, but not all of them. You're stereotyping.
You're right. I'm so wrong about that.
So there he is. I just don't understand the thinking. He's obviously a position of distinction. Like, you don't get there by being a dick. You know what I mean? Like,
you do.
Like, I'm a drywall finisher. If I did that, it's like, oh, yeah, have you heard his show? Like, he's an idiot. Like, they wouldn't. It would be, people would be disappointed, but they wouldn't be as shocked. It's not like
I'll tell you what. This reminds me of, he's saying he didn't do it. They're saying he did do it. So this reminds me of a story of my ute.
A ute. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, so we had a buddy of ours who had, like in his backyard, he had a shed. And on top of that shed was a second story, which was a sauna.
Okay.
Right? So there'd be like a set of stairs that would take you up there. And we got drunk, and then we got like we got our schvitz on, or whatever they want to call it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, and then like it was a cool night, but we're, you know, drunk and stupid, yelling, screaming, you know. So the next day is our annual, what was called the Valley East Days, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I remember.
Still there. So it was an event where everybody went there, and the guy who owned the place, we happened to bump into him, right? Because we were hanging out with him last night. We're like, hey, JC, what's going on, man? He's like, yo, man, I know it was you, man. Like, what are you talking about, man? I know you shit on my fucking porch, man. I was like, excuse me? And I was mad because he accused me of this, right?
Yeah, right, right, right.
So what it was is that the second story, the first story had kind of like a little like wooden slope that kind of went up so that you could load your lawnmower into you know, so
of course.
Somebody had taken a dump right there.
Okay.
So yeah. Either a very large dog or a human took a shit right there.
Okay.
And because I was the biggest guy, right? He just went, oh, it had to be Roman.
Well, yeah, but it doesn't work that way.
I nearly knocked him out. I nearly knocked him out. And I tore him a piece. I said, you go around telling anybody that, I'll fucking beat the fuck out of you. But I get that, like, when you get accused of something, especially like that.
Right.
Because that would just ruin you.
Well, yeah, of course, especially at that age, too. And this guy, too, a position of distinction. Like, you'd be, yeah, like, no, I can't have that on my, you mean, yeah. Google search.
Yeah,
like,
well, we had a guy back home that there was rumors that he had tried to screw a dog, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Now, it might have been all bullshit.
Right.
Right? But it might have been true.
Like, or where they smoke their fire. So maybe
something may have happened, but... You know, that dude went around being called Puppy Pounder for years.
Yeah, yeah, you're done.
You know, you're done. So I was just like, there's no way that I'm going to be the serial porch shitter.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
So I told him, I said, you probably freaking did it yourself. And then, oh, no.
I know.
Yeah, it's French guy too, right? Like, and I'm just swearing at him in both languages.
Yes, of course.
Yeah. You better keep your mouth shut and don't freaking repeat that. But I mean, like, still. Who'd be crazy enough to pull that shit off? Like, just like, here's a good place to take a dump. No, we're right there.
Well, yeah. Like, I don't know. You remember the old trick where you poop in a paper bag and you light it on fire, ring the doorbell.
Well, that happened to me. Somebody did that on my porch.
Oh, yeah?
And I opened the door and I was young.
Yeah.
And I was maybe 12 years old.
Okay, yeah.
14 or something. And I opened the door and it's on fire and I'm like, hey, there's a bag on fire, man. Never once did it cross my mind to better stamp it out.
No, no.
Not once.
Not once.
And I'm like, oh, looks like there's poop in it, too. Like, that's gross. What the hell's going on? Like, why would somebody do this? And then later on, my buddy's like, yeah, yeah, they wanted you to, like, stamp it out so that you'd be, you know.
You'd step in shit, yeah.
You'd step in shit. I'm like, well, that never occurred to me. I just let it burn.
Well, that's just it, yeah. But I lived in a neighborhood, and all our buddies, we went to a Catholic grade school, and there was a, our principal, through when I was in grade 7 and 8, lived, like, 2 streets over. In the actual neighborhood.
Right.
So he was a victim to some of those. But the whole plan was, okay, if you pooped in the bag, you're carrying it. Because, you know, you don't be carrying around your buddy's shit. It's gross. I know. It's weird to draw a line somewhere. Like, I mean, the whole episode is disgusting. But again, we're like 12, 13. Like, so.
This guy got drunk last week, puked all over himself. We had to throw him in the lake naked, wash him off with some mops.
Yeah.
You know, dry him off, you know, and then get him and have to dress the guy. But I will not carry your poop, sir.
No, exactly. I will not.
There's a limit.
Well, when, especially the bag's still warm.
Oh, you know, like, no. It's a steamer.
Well, no, I don't know. It's, you know, like, it doesn't look like a hot pot of coffee.
I'd just be handing you the bag going straight from Cleveland, sir. People in Cleveland are like, fuck off with that turd.
So, okay. So I understand, like, you know, mean, like, kids will be kids. And I can understand, like, poop is funny, especially that old joke. And especially when you're, you know, we had the typical principal and it was like, but he was also a city councilor before our town got all split up there. So
right. My
biggest thing was to get throughout the neighborhood, I'd pick up the person he was running against. I'd collect all their signs and litter his lawn. So he had like 20 of them in the morning. So, and of course, and you'd wait, we'd plan it. So you'd take the bus, you mean? So you'd be waiting for him to get up and get out of his house to go to work. And he'd come out and he'd see all the signs. And it was just stupid. It would be like hours and hours and hours for that 2 seconds of
Yeah, we've done some stuff we're never going to talk about on this podcast.
No, no.
Yeah, but, I mean, we can honestly say we've never crossed the line and held each other's bag of poop, so.
No, no, exactly. And we never hurt anybody. This is all typical.
I remember us freeing a few people, but that's a different story.
Yeah, exactly. So, but if you watched any movies in the 80s and all the stupid pranks and jokes where they're all innocent fun and nobody got hurt, that was us. Like, it was typical. It was just the times, kids.
Yeah, so don't shit on your neighbors anything.
Yeah, no, no. Okay, so especially if you're
at school, man.
If you're, yeah.
You're getting, now, you do something like that now, you're getting labeled a pedo, man. Like,
of course, it's a fetish.
Charged, yeah, well, you get charged with, like,
hanging ass outside inside a school property.
Yeah, well, it's indecent exposure by a school, right?
Of course.
You get on a list.
Yeah.
For the rest of your life.
Yep.
So, yeah, don't.
No, don't do it.
No.
Don't do it. So, anyway, but back to Brown, back to the story. I hope this guy's innocent.
Back to Brown?
Back to Brown. Brown will get you there. Yeah, back to the story. I hope this guy, maybe it's somebody else. I hope maybe somebody just set him up. It was a sting operation. Like, you know what we're going to do? You know what? That fucking asshole, he's always fucking his high school teams beating ours in the city, in the state championship every year. We're going to set him up.
All right. We're on him now. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I see him too. The package is being delivered. Yeah. What can Brown do for you? This is a serious line. Please stay off this.
All right, let's get off this shit train there. Do you have one? Do you have any more headlines?
I got, I got one more. So, okay. Okay, so there's two here. One of them, okay, I'm going to go with this one.
Okay.
CVS manager calls cops on black women using wrong coupon.
What?
Yeah.
Okay, well, first of all, just before we start this, again, we are not a political show, but we are very against, I'm sure I can speak with both of us, don't call the police on people of different races than yourself just because they're around you. You're a fucking asshole. Don't do it. So more to the point, there's so much bullshit going on, and I think we're being exposed to it, obviously, because of social media, but either way, continue with this riveting story.
CVS themselves have issued an apology to the lady, saying that's not our policy.
This CVS, that's what, a store down in the States?
It's a pharmacy.
Okay, yeah. Okay.
Right? It's their, what we would call Shoppers here. It's yep. their version. It's everywhere.
Yep.
Right? So you imagine you go into the pharmacy, you're like, I need some...
Trojan Magnums, usual.
Yeah.
Go on.
I need some finger condoms for an unrelated reason.
Roman and I go shop together. You should see what we usually self-checkout now because it's just too much explaining when we go through the checkout. What the fuck? Anyway, continue.
Lube, stuffed animal, you know, three eggs out of a carton that's been opened.
Yeah.
They're just randomly loose on the conveyor belt. And they're looking at it like, what the fuck is wrong with you people? Half a jar of Vaseline spread on the belt there.
with two fingers missing out of the top.
Four finger scoop.
Oh, four finger scoop missing out of the top.
Oh my God, why is half the Vaseline missing? I got hungry. Okay, sir, that'll be get the fuck out of the store.
Yes. All right, so continue on with the story.
Yeah, so CVS has apologized. They said that it's not something that they do. This was not the right thing. They said that there was two employees that were involved in the incident are no longer employed by CVS, so they got canned. So basically she went in and she used a coupon that he said, no, you can't use that coupon here.
Right.
And she said, no, I can. And he's like, no, I'm the manager. I know what it is. But she's like, no, it clearly says I can use this.
Yes.
Right. And he was obviously, I'm going to shock you with this, probably a fucking racist.
Of course. Yeah.
And I don't throw that term around lightly.
Yeah.
But he's like, well, no, you're going to respect my authority. And he called 911 and the cop showed up and went, what the fuck?
Yeah, seriously. There's probably somebody fucking being robbed right now, and we can't respond because we're here to your stupid racist bullshit.
And it's just like, I don't know what you think is going to happen here, but you got the wrong answer.
Yeah, exactly. Good. The cops replied, and they responded, which they usually do when you call them. And it's good. They got it right. Like, this is fucking bullshit. So
he said that he had never seen a coupon like that before. The manager did. So it prompted him to call the police.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Sure, bud. You're like, just fuck. And again, you're the manager of a fucking local pharmacy. Like, it's like, yes, I'm it's not to be ashamed of it, but it's still fucking, who the fuck are you? Anyway, so any more headlines this week?
No, we're good this week.
Okay, yeah. So I'll just take care of a little bit of housekeeping before we take off. Remember, if you want to get the show on Twitter, we are at Roman Poddingcast, and on Instagram, same thing, Roman Poddingcast on Instagram. If you want to catch myself, I am at Robert MM Cast on Twitter and Cast1973 on Instagram. And of course, Roman is Roman Citizens on absolutely everything. You're on, that's for Twitter and Instagram and Grindr.
I'm not on that last one.
Snapchat, right.
Yeah, no.
You're not on Snapchat. He's on Snapchat, but he's on a lot. Anyway, I'm just going to continue to get this done. Don't forget our website, romanpodcast.com or .ca. You can see the networks we're on, the Tangible Network and the EMC Podcast Network, and our little Amazon widgets on there. If you shop it on Amazon, click that, and Amazon gives us a kiss, saying thanks for sending your listeners to Amazon. Also, do not forget our tasty nude campaign. If you have any tasty nudes, you can send them care of Roman, romanpodcast@gmail.com. But if you have any tasteful nudes, you can send them to me. I'm happily married, but I'll peruse a tasteful nude. Care of Rob, same address, romanpodcast@gmail.com. And last but not least, do not forget about our review reach around. If you have a star rating and review, go to Apple Podcasts, give us a star rating and review, and we call that the review reach around.
That is a 5-star ragu reach around.
The ragu reach around. Awesome. So until next week, I'm Rob Cass.
And I'm your host, Roman LeBeau.
And we'll see you next time. Later.
What would you do with the powers of creation? Would you speak of triumph? Would you talk of joy? Or would yours be a chorus of rage? The Tangent Bound Network is seeking those with the powers of voice to join an international network of podcasters. Visit tangentboundnetwork.com and let your voice be heard.